So after that, I was going to talk about this pedophile rapper, Mr. Cool, just before the break now. And sadly, the clips that well, I linked one song in the show notes that I thought we would play and enjoy, but he's been in hot weather on over the last few days. And now when you have one of these outcries on Twitter, you know, people get really upset about something, they have such low attention span, and it really shows in their tweeting, because it's like 24 hours, then it's gone. People have forgotten about it, and they're upset about something else. It's like the mainstream media is just feeding them another headline so that they can have their emotional outburst. And this time, Mr. Cool has come out with a song that is 3 years old, that is called Fuck Children. And it might sound a bit rude, and it is. You know, it's not a beautiful song in that way. And the only reason I believe that it came into such a storm is he's doing his summer tour, and then he was rediscovered, and people started listening to his song. And like the title says, it's about having sex with children and how sexy children are and all kinds of things, having sex with infants and anything to provoke, because this guy is a provocateur. And he has been doing it for some years. He broke through in 2011, and he's a so-called comedian. And he has been rapping about things that he thinks people are gonna get upset about. So he had a song in 2013, he had a song called Girls Are Girls, and he's rapping about how girls are whores, and he can't find a girl that hasn't slept with 50 guys. And the chorus is basically, I'm gonna be the one to tell you, but girls are girls, they are whores. And obviously, that's going to push some buttons, and he probably really enjoyed it. And yeah, so he's coming out with songs like this, like having sex with children, and people are getting really, really upset. They are going to the lengths of threatening his life. They want to cut him up into pieces and feed him to dogs, you know, very graphic tweets and messages he's been getting because of this song, you know. And I thought that it says something about our climate today, because there is a steam valve that is closed most of the time. And there's a pressure building up. People are very upset because things aren't looking very great for a lot of people, more and more people. But they're not allowed to complain about it because it's all because of immigration. It's all because of strangers coming into our country, making it unsafe, making it you know, unnice for most people. And they're not allowed to talk about it. So they put the lid on that, and they create the pressure. So when they need a little release, then they start writing about Mr. Cool's song that's about having sex with children. And then they let it loose. Everyone's allowed to threaten this guy's life, to kill him and his family and his children because they hate him so much. And now there's even an investigation into his song and himself. He's going to go to court for this song, even though he's 3 years old. They can't see the subtle manipulation here by the media, because if the media hadn't pushed it in their face, they would never have known about it. Because on a 3-year-old song on YouTube, you have recent comments just when the headlines popped up. They're such fucking puppets. So, yeah, you guys haven't been able to listen to the song, but have you any thoughts about my reasoning?
No, like I completely agree. It's it kind of goes to show how cocked the average person is, because they will only allow their true feelings of anger to surface when it's something that society still says is okay to be angry about. And this means that, you know, once these homo lobby morons and crazy people get their way, and they will make it legal, legalize pedophilia. Once that happens, these people will crawl back to their cock sheds and not open their mouths. And that is really sad.
Mm. Yeah, do you have any thoughts, John? You weren't looking forward to listening to that song, were you?
No, you said it was rap. I read about him on Twitter. On Wikipedia. And it said he was doing rap, and I never understood that music. So I was glad not to listen to the music. But that was not the point of this, talking about him. And I do agree with you. He's provoking. He's the provocateur, as you said. And what he's talking about, that's what they tried to legalize here. So and we were way into it. So then they should be upset with the whole homie lobby. Who actually practicing what he's singing about. So I agree with you.
Yeah. And the origins of the Pride Parade, the Stonewall riots, you know, that was because the police busted a gay club that were prostituting young boys, as I understand it. It says so on the wiki. And I'm sure that a lot of homosexuals have a way of rationalizing that and making pride something beautiful. But as I was saying before, they're pushing democracy into this pride now. Like, pride's origin has nothing to do with, Greek democracy. You know, that's it's a bit of a stretch.
Oh, sorry. That's pretty funny when you said it.
It's a soundbite for you. But but it's true. They push the fucking democracy word into every degenerate thing they come up with to justify it. And then what do you get? You get this guy rapping about having sex with children, and people are upset. What is pride? What are they fighting for?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. People have been
doing, doing it right now.
Yeah, and people are posting memes about the oppressed homosexuals. You know, being ironic when they say that Coca-Cola supports pride. McDonald's supports pride. All the globalist companies in the world and all the establishments, all the politicians, even Mr. Zionist Jimmy Åkesson wants to participate in the pride parade. He wasn't invited, though, but he did want to come. So we'll see this year. Maybe he's going to go for the Stockholm Pride. It's a Euro Pride this year. I thought we'd make a thing because we're really into it. We'll make a thing at Pride. This year it's going to be big, big pride. Well, anyway, we're going to have a little break. We'll play this nice song. And if you want to tag along, which I found an interesting detail in this video that I posted in the show notes on Nordfront, you could see that they have the Star of David in the background when they're rapping about having sex with infants. And that's a picture for you.